we go back to another film. Where's Caroline? And Caroline is from Connecticut Games.
I see you.
So it shows the people from around the building and where did you choose your film?
I'm Caroline. It's basically a live archive film documenting the passion of cycling told through the eyes of veteran cyclists. It's a fictional documentary. It's hard to really put into any kind of bracket.
Well, that was a really, really interesting film and a very, very different setting. It's fantastic that we've seen such different pieces today. So why do you choose to tell the story in that way? Phone interviews. I mean, why, I mean, that's a really, really interesting technique. But why did you decide upon that?
We didn't have much time to really get to know the cyclist, and so we went down there a couple of times. They're very friendly and very open and warm to us very quickly. But we thought phone interviews would be a better idea, just because when they're in the conference or at home, they're not at the track, they're not cycling, they're not participating in anything else, they're ready to talk. And it's just something about that one-to-one thing of the call, on the phone, when you talk, you may have someone in the interview. It's a very individual phone call, the only individual form of communication.
It's a great idea, and it certainly paid off. Anybody else like to put a question?
First of all, I love the hook at the beginning. It was brilliant. I thought it was really jarring with the archive thing. But why them? Like, are they still racing competitively, or like, why the gentleman?
So you like the hook at the beginning, but why you really grabbed your attention?
Very interested
in why that particular group of guys.
Yeah. I'm just interested in are they still racing?
Yeah. Okay. There's two groups of cyclists that. They're veteran cyclists, and they're from 40 years old up to 80 years old. So the guy in the blue and white red striped shirt is a guy called Wally. He's actually 80. Always around the track. It's kind of crazy. They're very passionate cyclists. They've been cycling for since those kids. A lot of them have been professional cyclists in some way. Kind of beyond the normal limits of what it is to be a human being and what we think we can do. And then the other group, the group around tandem, they're visually impaired cyclists. So they're the people, the person on the step in the seat, blind, completely or almost completely blind. And they've got various stories. Some have lost their sight through medical condition, others have been in cycling accidents and actually lost their sight. But they all have a passion for cycling as well. And it can't, you think, oh God, you can't put a blind person on a cycle and, anywhere. But actually, it's been a pleasure in a perfect place and an amazing experience for them because it's about them letting go of all responsibility of cycling in terms of safety. That's up to the person in the front, and then they can just enjoy riding and enjoy the activity.
Incredible. Well, Caroline, thank you very much indeed.